NFB Camp Convention Adventures by Carla McQuillan. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Preschoolers Play with Games on the Floor in an NFB Camp Room. From the editor, the child care service at NFB Conventions has for many years now been known as NFB Camp. Here are a description of this year's program, the schedule of camp hours, and various registration forms and permission slips. If you are considering placing your youngsters in child care, please read the following information carefully and note that the deadline for registration, assuming that capacity has not already been reached, is June 15. Here is the information. If you are between the ages of 6 weeks and 12 years, NFB Camp is the place to be at National Convention in Dallas. During meetings and general convention sessions, NFB Camp will be open for fun. Our camp rooms are divided by age, with toys and activities appropriate to the ages served in each room. We have rooms for infants and toddlers, preschoolers, and school-aged children. The infants and toddlers spend much of their time in the room with occasional walks around the hotel and stories read from Braille books. The preschool group will enjoy Braille story time, a few arts and craft projects, and small group play on the hotel lawns. The school-aged children will have special guest presentations on writing stories, science and technology, music and movement, and blind people employed in various professions. In addition, we will have daily excursions to the hotel lawns for outdoor games and water play. Special Outdoor Activity. This year, on Tuesday, July 3, we will be bringing in a giant inflatable obstacle course to explore and experience. The course will include several obstacles to climb over, through, and around, ending in a giant slide. This activity will be available for preschool and elementary-aged children during the morning sessions. Even non-campers are invited to join in. Children who are not signed up for NFB camp for the day may come during the lunch break, 12 to 2, with the following conditions. 1. Children must be accompanied by an adult who stays the entire time the child plays. 2. A waiver of responsibility must be signed by a parent or guardian, available at NFB camp and at the course site. 3. A fee of $1 per course run-through will be charged. Tickets may be purchased at the NFB camp desk before the event. Tickets can be purchased on-site, availability permitting. 4. Children must go through the course in stocking feet or barefoot. 5. NFB camp reserves the right to deny participation to any individual who poses a safety threat or concern. Banquet night. NFB campers will enjoy their own banquet night activities, beginning with an evening meal. Afterwards, the children will be dazzled by the exotic animals of the creature teacher. Hairless guinea pigs, iguanas, and hedgehogs are just a few of the animals in the creature teacher's hands in this educational presentation. Immediately following the creature teacher's lesson, the children will relax with a movie and popcorn. NFB workers. NFB camp is under the supervision of Carla McQuillan, a longtime member of the Federation. Carla is the executive director of Main Street Montessori Association, operating 3 Montessori schools and a teacher education program. She has directed NFB camp since 1996. Allison McQuillan serves as the activities and staff coordinator for the camp. She monitors the daily programs, drop-off and pick-up, staff-to-child ratios, and ensures that only parents and authorized adults are allowed into camp rooms. Each of the 3 camp rooms has a supervisor who is responsible for the activities of that age group. These leads are chosen because of their experience and demonstrated capacity to handle groups of children and workers. They are staff members of Carla's schools. Other workers and camp volunteers are drawn from within the NFB. We usually have a mix of blind and sighted teens and adults who trade off for the working shifts throughout the week. Blindness professional on staff. Michelle Chacon is a certified orientation and mobility instructor and a teacher of blind children. She will be available throughout the week to consult with parents and staff, as well as to provide some individualized instruction for our campers. Babysitting list. NFB Camp maintains a list of people who are interested in providing care outside of the scheduled hours for camp. The list is at the check-in desk for NFB Camp. Parents are welcome to review names on the list if they are needed of caregivers during off hours. NFB Camp and the National Federation of the Blind are not responsible for the actions and behavior of those on the babysitting list. We do not screen the people. We merely maintain a central list for the convenience of convention attendees. Pre-registration. Because of the limited space, we require that parents wishing to enroll their children in NFB Camp complete and return the registration forms to follow no later than June 15, 2012. You may also email or call to reserve your children's space. admin@mainstreetmontessori.org or 541-726-6924. Any questions can be directed to Carla McQuillan at the same address, email, and phone. NFB Camp Registration Form. Completed form and fees must be received on or before June 15, 2010. Parents' name, address, city, state, zip code, phone number, cell phone number, children's names, age, date of birth. Include description of any disabilities or allergies we should know about. Who, other than parents, is allowed to pick up your children? Per week, $100 first child, $75 per sibling, number of children, blank. Does not include banquet. Per day, $25 child per day, number of days, blank, times $25 per child, number of children, blank. Does not include banquet, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, circle. Banquet, $25 per child, number of children, blank. Turkey sandwich, cheese sandwich. We understand that NFB Camp is being provided as a service to make our convention more enjoyable for both parents and children. We will pick up children immediately following sessions. We understand that if our child does not follow the rules, or if for any reason staff are unable to care for our child, further access to child care will be denied. Parent signature, space, date, space. Make checks payable to NFB Camp. Return form to NFB Camp, 5005 Main Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478, 541-726-6924, and www.mainstreetmontessori.org. NFB Camp Schedule. NFB Camp will be open during general convention sessions, division and committee meeting day, and the evening of the banquet. The hours for NFB Camp are tentative. The actual hours will be based on the beginning and ending of sessions so that parents can drop off their children 30 minutes before the start of session and must pick up their children within 30 minutes of the end of session. On occasion, the actual end or beginning of session may be earlier or later than the agenda indicates. We charge a $10 per quarter hour per child late pickup fee. NFB Camp provides morning and afternoon snacks. You must provide lunch for your children every day. NFB Camp Hours. Saturday, June 30, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sunday, July 1st, camp is closed. Monday, July 2nd, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 4th, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Thursday, July 5th, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Thursday, banquet, 6:30 p.m. to 30 minutes after adjournment. Times are tentative and will be based on 30 minutes after sessions adjourn. You are required to provide lunch for your children each day. Giving a dream. One of the great satisfactions in life is having the opportunity to assist others. Consider making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind to continue turning our dreams into reality. A gift to the NFB is not merely a donation to an organization. It provides resources that will directly ensure a brighter future for all blind people. Seize the future. The National Federation of the Blind has special giving opportunities that will benefit the giver as well as the NFB. Of course, the largest benefit to the donor is the satisfaction of knowing that the gift is leaving a legacy of opportunity. However, gifts may be structured to provide more. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Realizing income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gain tax savings on contributions of appreciated assets. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or beneficiary. Eliminating or lowering the federal estate tax in certain situations. Reducing estate settlement costs. NFB programs are dynamic, making the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, providing hope for seniors losing vision, promoting state and local programs to help blind people become first-class citizens, educating the public about their true potential, advancing technology helpful to the blind, creating a state-of-the-art library on blindness, training and inspiring professionals working with the blind, providing critical information to parents of blind children, mentoring blind job seekers. Your gift makes you a partner in the NFB dream. For further information or assistance, contact the NFB Planned Giving Officer.